with your kind permission, I now have the honor to present to you one of the most remarkable men in the world. I present Mr. Memory! Every day, this remarkable mentality commits 50 new facts to memory. That's right, 50, ladies and gentlemen. Facts from history, from geography, newspapers, scientific books, millions and millions of them. And he remembers them all. Well, test him, ladies and gentlemen, test him. Ask him any question you like, and he will answer fully and freely. Mr. Memory! Thank you, thank you.
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, a question, please. A question from anyone in the audience.
Who won the derby in 1921?
Mr. Jack Jones, humanist, with Steve Donahue. Won by a length, odds 6-1. Am I right, sir? Thank you very much. Question, please. Do not hesitate. Another question, please.
Who was the last British heavyweight champion?
Bob Fitzsimmons. He defeated Jim Corbett, heavyweight champion of America at Carson City, Nevada, in October 1897. He was then 34 years of age. Am I right,
yes,
sir?
You are.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Beverly, who won the football cup in 1926?
Would you mind repeating that question again, please, young man?
Who won the football cup in 1926?
Bolton Wanderers defeated Manchester City at Wembley by 3-1 in the presence of His Majesty the King. Am I right, sir? Thank you. Another question, please.
Where's my old man been since last Tuesday?
Madam, he's been where you can't ask him silly questions.
Will the lady in the gallery please confine her questions to those of a more serious nature? Thank you very much. Gentlemen, gentlemen, please, gentlemen, no fighting, no fighting, please.
Someone's got a gun. It's the shooter.
Orchestra, play something. Play something quickly, Sam.
I'll get you out of this.
There you are, miss. Take a good deep breath. Are you all right? A lot of people had that idea. I'm afraid I don't understand.
Will you help me?
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
Can you do something for
us? Well, my flat is nearby.
Oh, yes,
but hurry, please. Go in, miss.
Thank you.
Now, if I can find this light switch.
Don't turn on the lights.
What?
Don't turn them on. It will be safer.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Will you pull down the blinds, please?
Oh, very well. Well, this just puts me doubly in the dark. My name's Richard Hanny. Any objections to tell me yours?
No. It's Annabella Smith.
Smith? Now, really?
Is there anything wrong with it?
No. It's just an unusual name. What's this all about? You said you're in trouble.
Oh, you don't believe me, do you?
I believe you're slightly hysteric.
If I am, I have good reason. I was the one who fired those shots in that theater tonight.
You? Why?
I had to do something to create a disturbance. I had to get away from there. There were two men in that theater who wanted to kill me.
Oh, come on now.
No, you've got to believe me.
But why should anyone want to kill you?
Because I'm what you would call a professional spy.
A spy? Whom do you spy for?
Anyone who pays me.
I suppose you're here to dig up some big state secret.
No, I'm here to save a secret for England.
Oh, go on, please.
The agent of a certain foreign power is on the point of obtaining a secret vital to your air defense. I tracked two of his men to that music hall. Unfortunately, they recognize me. That's why they're after me now. Oh, you still don't believe me, do you?
No, frankly, I don't, Annabella.
Very well. If you will look out of that window, you will see two men standing across the street. Look, please do.
All right, I'll play your game a bit further.
Oh, don't let them see you. Well?
By Jove, you're right. Two of them. They seem to be looking up
here. Come away, please. Do you believe me now?
Well, I suppose I must.
I'm going to tell you something that's not very healthy to know. But now that they followed me here, you're in it as much as I am.
Yes, so it seems.
Have you ever heard of the 39 steps?
39 steps? No, what are they?
Never mind. But this much you must know. If those men are not stopped, it's only a matter of days, perhaps hours, before the secret is out of the country.
Well, why not call the police?
Because they wouldn't believe me any more than you did. And if they did believe me, how long do you think it would take them to get going? Those men are acting quickly. You don't know how clever their chief is. Clever and ruthless.
Well, what's his name?
He has a dozen names, and he can look like 100 people. But there's one thing he can't disguise. The top of the little finger on his right hand is missing.
Oh, come on now, you're trembling.
Oh, I'm frightened.
Well, you needn't be. You're safe here, you know. What you need is a good night's rest.
Yes, I do.
You can have my bedroom. I'll sleep on the couch here in the living room.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Sleeping on the couch? Why, I've done it dozens of times.
No, I mean being in danger.
Oh, I'm not quite convinced of that yet. Is there anything I can get you?
Yes. Have you a map of Scotland, please?
A map of Scotland? I have an atlas over here somewhere. If I could only... Ah, yes, here it is. You going deer stalking or just plain hiking?
There's a man in Scotland I must see next if there is anything to be done.
Oh, I see. Are the 39 steps in Scotland?
Perhaps I'll tell you tomorrow. Good night, Mr. Honey. And thank you.
Good night, Annabella. Pleasant dreams. Annabella! Annabella, was that you? Annabella, open that door. Will you open that door or do I have to break it down? Annabella, where are you? Here, look at me. What's happened? What's the matter?
They came through the window. One of them has a knife.
Knife?
Oh, don't touch me.
Oh, but you're hurt. You're bleeding. Here, I'll call a doctor.
No, it's no use. Listen, you've got to stop those men. In a few days, they'll have the secret out of the country.
But how will I stop them?
Kenriach, the professor.
Kenriach?
Scotland.
What's there? Who is this professor? What's in Kenriach?
They'll get you like they did me.
Annabella! Annabella! Good God. Yes, one. Hurry, please.
One to Kenriach, Scotland. Here you are, sir.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Not by us, it ain't. Sit down, young fella.
Thank you.
I say, Jess, who won at 2 o'clock at Epsom?
Here it is. Bachelor Button. Odds 7-4.
Oh, Bachelor Button, eh?
Hello. Look at this. Another woman murdered in a West End flat.
Murdered, eh? Who was she?
A well-dressed woman of about 25 was found with a knife in her back. Lieutenant Richard Annay is missing.
Blimey, that ain't a blooming missing, eh?
The police are hot on the trail and watching with careful eyes all points of departure from London.
Ah, so that's what they was a-doing, eh?
Who?
Scotland Yard. Two plainclothes bobbies. I seen them get on this train, asking plenty of questions who was too.
Yeah, look here. There's a picture of that, ain't ya?
Let's have a squint at it. Rum-looking lot, ain't it?
Excuse me.
Hey, young fella, where are you going? Oi, don't you like this, see?
No, thank you. I've just remembered.
In a bit of an hurry, wasn't he?
He was that. I say.
What?
I say.
Oh, is it?
Yes, and it happens to be occupied.
Yes, so I see. Very charmingly, too.
Oh, What do you want, please?
Your hospitality. For a short while.
Really? Well, I'm not interested. Now, will you please go?
I can't.
What?
It isn't safe.
Listen to me. Are you going, or should I call a conductor?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Stop. You're hurting my wrist.
I'm sorry. Listen to me. I want your help.
My help?
I'm Richard Hanny.
Hanny? Why, you're the man the police are.
Yes, but I'm innocent. I swear I'm innocent. Listen, you've got to help me. It's terribly important that I be free for the next few days. You will help me, won't you?
Yes. Yes, of course I will.
That's fine. I'm sorry if I hurt your wrist.
Oh, that's all right. You say the police are on this train looking for you.
Yes, that's why I forced my way in here.
Oh, I see. And just how am I supposed to help you?
Well, they're looking for a man traveling alone. If I stay here with you, they'll think we're together. We'll pose as man and wife. They won't pay any attention to us. They'll just pass us by.
How clever you are.
You'll do it.
Yes, of course.
Say, you're all right. What's your name?
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing. I just wanted to know who my benefactress was, that's all.
I'm Pamela Stewart.
Pamela? Well, that's rather pretty. Suits you.
Thank you.
There they are now. Remember, I'll sit here and pretend to read. You do the talking.
All right. Come in.
Excuse me. Has any of you seen a man pass here? Young fellow, smooth shaven.
Why, no. Wait, are you the police?
That's right, miss.
Then this is the man you want. He forced his way in here and told me his name was Richard Hanny.
Why, you?
Oh, he did he? Come here, you.
Let go of me.
Are you Richard Hanny? Well, speak up.
Yes. Thank you very much, Miss Stewart.
Well, you didn't expect me to harbour a murderer, did you?
Unfortunately, I did, and I'm not a murderer.
We'll see about that. Come on, Hanny.
Certainly, gentlemen. I'll go with you willingly. In fact, I'll lead the way.
Grab him!
He's gone!
Get after him! Open the door!
I can't! He's holding it from the other side!
Here, let me try. Together now. One, two, three! Where is he? Where did he go?
There he is! Down that passageway!
Grab him before he gets to the basement!
Come back here! Come back, you!
Stop! Stop!
Have you got him?
No, he's gone.
What?
He jumped! He jumped off the train!
The fool. He's probably lying dead in the ditch.
No. The last I seen him, he was on his 2 feet running like a rabbit.
Are you going to stay long in Kinrias, laddie?
Well, that all depends. I'm looking for work. Do you suppose I can find something?
Oh, I hear my dudes, laddie. Kinriach is a misty small town. What is it you do?
I'm a chauffeur.
Well, I'm thinking you'd better try elsewhere then. With folks as need chauffeurs in Kinriach has had them for years.
Oh, I see. But, aren't there any newcomers? I mean, somebody told me about...
Aye, no, wait a minute. Aye, come to think it. I did hear of something. About a retired professor moving into the big house on the edge of the moor.
A professor? Yes, that's it. Well, I can try it anyhow.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to see the master, please.
What name should I say?
Oh, he doesn't know my name, but you might ask him if he knows Annabella Smith?
Yes, sir. Would you mind waiting in the...
Is that someone for me, John?
Oh, yes, Professor.
How do you do?
How do you do? My name is Hammond. I've come from London. From Annabella Smith?
Oh, well, do come in, please. You must be tired. We can talk in the library. My daughter's having an engagement party. I'd rather not disturb her.
Yes, of course.
Go right in, please.
Thank you.
Sit down. Would you like a drink?
No, thank you.
Well, so what did you want to see me about, Mr. Hanny?
Hanny? You know me.
Yes, I suppose it's safe to call you by your right name now. What about our mutual friend, Annabella?
She's been murdered.
I know. Poor girl. The police are looking for you.
Yes, but I didn't do it.
Oh, of course you didn't. But why come all this way to Scotland to tell me about it?
Well, I believe she hoped to come to see you about some air ministry secret. She was killed by a foreign agent who was trying to steal it.
Oh. Did she tell you what this foreign agent looked like?
No, she hadn't time. She... Oh, yes. There was one thing. She told me the top of his little finger is missing.
On which hand, Mr. Henny?
On the left, I believe.
Are you sure it wasn't on the right?
It might have been.
Like on my hand, Mr. Henny?
Good Lord. Then you're the one.
The one she was trying to warn you against. The chief. You misunderstood her. She meant for you to kill me, not bring me information.
Yes. Well, what are we going to do about it?
Ah, that's just the point. What are we going to do? You see, I live here as a respectable citizen. I should hate to have it known that I am not what I seem to be. You understand my position.
Oh, yes, quite.
What makes it doubly important that I shouldn't let you go is that I am just about to transfer some very vital information out of the country.
What?
Oh, yes, I've got it already. I'm afraid poor Annabella would have been too late in any case.
Well, that's that, I suppose.
Yes. Well, what about it, Mr. Henny?
What about what?
Yourself. It seems to me there's only one way out.
And what's that?
I have a small revolver here. Pretty little thing, isn't it? Supposing I left you alone with this, the newspapers could then announce tomorrow morning that the murderer had taken his own life.
You want me to kill myself?
Yeah.
You're mad. I won't do it.
Then I'm afraid you leave me no alternative. You should have stayed in London, my friend.
Yes, Professor?
I want your help, please. There's a little job for us inside.
Annie?
Yes. We'll carry him to the garage. When it gets dark, we can drop him off from a road somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
Where is he, sir?
There, behind that table.
Here, sir?
Yes, pick him up.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's no one here.
What?
Well, you can see for yourself.
But I shot him. The body was lying there on the floor.
The body, sir? It seems to have disappeared.
Get out of the road, please. What do you mean by standing in front of my car? You might have been killed.
Sorry, lady. I just wanted a lift. Would you mind? Well, Miss Stewart, how do you do?
You. What are you doing here?
Richard Hanny is my name. I believe we've met on a train, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, yes. If I remember correctly, you handed me over to the police. You did, didn't you?
Oh, get away from me.
Oh, don't worry. I don't hold it against you, really.
Well, now, that's very kind of you.
Yes, isn't it? What are you doing in Kinrieach?
I live here.
Oh, it's a charming place, isn't it? You know where the local police station is?
Of course I do.
Will you take me there?
What?
The police station. In a hurry, please.
Why, certainly. Well, I suppose you know what you're doing.
Oh, yes. You see, I know who killed Annabella Smith.
Is that so?
The same man who shot me a few minutes ago.
Shot you? Where?
Right in the cigarette case. See? There's a hole on one side of it. Handy little thing, cigarette cases. If I hadn't been carrying it about in my breast pocket, the hole would have been in my chest.
And who was this arch-villain?
A gentleman called the Professor.
Professor? Oh, no, you don't mean Professor Bartlett.
I didn't stop to inquire his last name.
Oh, that's very funny.
Oh, come on now, it isn't funny as that.
Do you actually mean you're going to the police with this story? Professor Bartlett shot you? He's the one who killed Annabella Smith?
Of course. Why not?
And you expect them to believe it, I suppose?
Well, you don't, evidently.
No, neither will they. Professor Bartlett, a murderer. Why, he's one of the best-liked men in the village, and a very good friend of the sheriff's. I'm sure the sheriff will be very interested in your story, Mr. Hanny.
Yes, yes, I see your point. It hadn't occurred to me, that. Stop the car, please. I'm getting out.
Oh, no, you're not.
Stop this car.
You said you wanted to go to the police? Well, that's just where you're going. And if you touch me or make a move to jump, I'll turn this car into a ditch.
Well, aren't you the sweet little thing?
Just you sit tight, Mr. Hanny, and don't make any sudden gestures. We're going rather fast.
You have the nerve, of course.
Oh, haven't I? Just try me.
All right, I will.
Don't touch that brake!
Hang on! Where are you? Are you all right?
Quite all right, thank you.
You little fool, we might have been killed.
Hello there!
There's someone coming, keep down.
Let go of me. Hello! Hello!
Shut up!
Over here, Richard Hanny!
Why you...
Richard!
There they are, grab that man.
All right, Hanny, we've got you. And don't try any funny business. Stand up!
Of course.
Are you the police?
We've been looking for you, Hanny. Put the bracelets on him, Joe.
Right you are. Put out your hand.
There we are.
Now you put the other one on the girdle.
Here. What are you doing?
We are handcuffing you to your friend here. Any objections?
Now see what you've done.
Oh, shut up. Listen, you can't do this. I don't even know this man.
You ride around the country in a car with him, but you don't know him. Of course you don't.
Yes, but I'm telling you, I don't.
Keep your mouth shut. All right, Joe, take them to our car. It's been a good day's work, my lad.
Oh, will you please move over?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Very well.
Ow, my wrist.
Well, you asked me to move, and if I move, you move with me. It's a scientific fact that when two people are handcuffed
Officer,
together...
must I be chained to this man?
Aye, you must. And keep quiet about it.
Wait a moment. Where are you taking us? This isn't the way to the sheriff's office.
Well, we're not exactly going to the sheriff's office. Hey, Joe.
Not exactly, no.
Well, where are we going?
Well, it's the real head we're going to see. The sheriff principal. Hey, Joe.
Aye, the sheriff principal.
I don't understand.
Would you like to have a small bet with me, Pamela Stewart?
What do you mean?
I bet you 100 to 1 that the man they call the sheriff principal has the top joint of his little finger missing. Am I right, gentlemen?
You shut your mouth, young fella, or I'll shut it for you, for good.
Ah, you see, Pamela, I win. They're taking us to your old friend, the professor. Charming gentleman, the professor. Best liked man in the village. And a personal
friend. Quiet, would you?
Here, what are we stopping for?
Sheep. A whole flock of them across the road.
Well, blow your horn. Maybe that'll scare them.
Stubborn beasts. They won't move an inch.
Well, come on. We're going to have to go out and shoo them off.
Here, come on. Shoo.
Now's our chance. We'll make a run for it.
Run? How can we?
Come on. When I say jump, jump and run for your life.
Yes, but they'll catch us.
Go on, jump.
Here, look. They're getting away.
Stand where you are.
There they go.
Give it to them.
They're shooting! No time!
Come on, you little fool! Run for it!
Please don't go so fast. You're hurting my wrist.
Shut up.
Oh, I can't go any further. I've lost my shoe.
Where?
Back there.
Oh, well, forget it. All right. Sit down for a while.
Are you as lost as me?
It's as black as pitch in this moor. They'll never find us now.
You know, this is all very silly. You can't escape. What chance have you got handcuffed to me?
Keep that question for your husband when you get one. Meanwhile, I admit, you are the white man's burden.
Oh, yes, I know. And I can't tell you how much it comforts me. Look, why don't you give yourself up?
To whom?
Give yourself up to Scotland Yard.
Thank you, but it's a little impractical at the moment. Listen to me. I told you the truth in the train, and I'm telling it to you now. There's a dangerous conspiracy against this country, and I am the only man who can stop it.
I don't believe you.
All right, then. Very well. I am just a plain common murderer who stabbed an innocent, defenseless woman in the back in Portland Place, London. I don't know how innocent you may be, but you're a woman. You're defenseless, and you're alone on a desolate moor in the dark. And you are manacled to a murderer who would stop at nothing to get you off his hands. If that's the story you prefer, have it, my lovely, and welcome.
Well, I'm not afraid of you.
Why not? For all you know, I murdered a woman. You'll listen to a bit of advice. From now on, you do everything I tell you to do, and do it quickly.
Oh, you wretched bully.
I admire your pluck. But you keep a civil tongue in your head. Otherwise, I might feel the next killing was a bit overdue. All right, on your feet now.
Where are we going?
I see some lights. Over that way. We'll do a little investigating.
Well, I won't go. I'm going to stay right here.
Pamela! Are you forgetting I murdered a woman? Well?
Don't you strike me. I'll go. Say, what kind of place do you think this is?
I don't know. It looks like an inn. Now, remember what I said. A civil tongue or else. You back me up in everything I say or do. You understand?
Yes.
Stay close to me and hold my hand. They'll hide the handcuffs. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the King's Head Tavern. And what can I do for you and the lady?
We had an accident with our car a few miles back.
Oh, that's too bad now. You want to stay the night, I suppose?
Yes, we do.
And will it be two separate rooms or one?
Oh, two separate rooms.
Oh, no, no, no. One room, please. One.
Well, which?
One, thank you.
One.
And what's the name?
Hawkinson. Hawkinson, yes. Henry Hawkinson and Mrs. Hawkinson.
Well, come along, Mr. Hawkinson. The rooms are at the top of the landing.
Thank you. It's a nice place you have here.
Aye, it'll do. Well, here's your room now.
Oh, thank you.
Well, good night to you.
Oh, no, no, wait, please. You mustn't go.
Well, what's the matter, lass? Is there anything wrong?
Yes, well,
of course there's nothing wrong. She wants to tell you something, that's all.
Yes, I want to.
Yes, you see, we're a runaway couple.
Argue now.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've been running all night. If anyone inquires for us, you won't give us up, will you?
Oh, that I won't. I was young myself once. Good night.
Good night. Inside, Pamela.
Of all the outrageous claims. Listen, you don't think I'm going to spend the night in this room with you.
Personally, I don't see how you can help yourself.
Stop jerking my arm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I want to take my shoes off. My feet are tired. You better stand here by the fire and get warmed. You'll be catching cold.
And if I did?
I'll stand by the fire.
Don't yell at me like that. I didn't ask to come with you.
And I didn't invite you, but here we are.
Well, aren't you afraid the men will find us?
I'm not thinking of that so much as someone to get out of these handcuffs.
Oh, I have an ill file in my pocket. Maybe that'll help.
Oh, that would be dandy. If you file 24 hours a day, 10 years from now, we might be free. Imagine, tied for you for 10 years. It's a horrible thought.
I've had enough of your insults. I'm going to tell the innkeeper the whole story. As long as you hang, I don't care whether you committed it or not.
What a bloodthirsty creature you are. Haven't you any pity?
No.
Ow! What's up to now?
I'm merely trying to file the handcuff.
Oh, don't jab in the wrist that way. I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
You're going about it in a very amateur fashion anyway. I can see you know nothing about filing handcuffs.
And I'm sure you do. Tell me, how did you start being a criminal?
Oh, soon the story of my life. It's really very interesting.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I was born a poor orphan boy. From the beginning, I hadn't a chance. Ouch!
I'm sorry, it slipped.
Accidentally.
Accidentally. Go on, please.
I started by pilfering pennies out of other children's lockers at school. Then a little pocket pinching and car pinching. And at last, my efforts were rewarded, and I graduated into straight burglary.
With diploma?
With a diploma.
Ooh.
I killed my first man when I was 19. It scared me at first, but I soon got hardened to it. Lady, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
It was your fault. The whole thing was your fault.
My fault? How did you make that out?
If you had me stopped the car for those blasted sheep, we'd have had the two of them in the professor's parlour right now.
We better have them here, is what I say. Professor was anxious about those two munchies. Get
them? We had them. And the girl too.
You don't suppose they're bed in somewhere? Stop at a tavern.
Aye, they might in this weather.
There's a place about 4 miles back. King's Head Tavern, it's called.
King's Head Tavern? Well, that'd be somewhere near where they gave us a slip. Turn around, we'll find out.
Right.
And if we see them again, blast you, shoot straight.
Oh, well, all right. You can depend upon it.
Then, little by little, and year by year, I sunk lower and lower.
And you got badder and badder.
That's right. You may have read about me in the papers. They call me Hanny, the Cornish Bluebeard. And that, me lady, is the horrible story of me life.
Dear, dear. And you have such a nice face. How many people have you killed altogether?
9. If you don't watch the point of that nail file, it may be 10. Ouch!
At least I'm trying to do something.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to try and get some sleep. I haven't had a wink for 48 hours.
Well, I'm not in the least bit tired. Besides, I have to stay by the fire and get dry.
All right. You don't mind if I stretch out the chair, do you?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. I don't see how you can sleep at a time like this. I said I don't see how you can sleep at a time like this.
I'm hardened to it, that's all. A hardened criminal will sleep any time.
Listen. Listen, did you hear that? There's a car out there. It just drove up.
It's your imagination.
It's not my imagination. I heard a car. Oh, all right, if you don't care.
Don't care. Just don't care.
Don't do that! What's the matter with you anyway?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You mustn't get frightened, Pamela. I have awful nightmares. I guess it's my conscience bothering me. Good night.
morning, Mr. Hawkinson. Looking rather dazed this morning.
How did you get free?
Oh, very simple. A little matter of work while you had your nightmares.
Oh, I suppose you filed the handcuffs.
No, darling, I picked the lock. I was trying to do the same for you, but the file broke.
Say, what's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing that I know of. Oh, you mean my shoes? Yes, they're rather large, aren't they? I borrowed them from the innkeeper's
wife. No. It's not the shoes. Why are you being so nice? You don't feel ill at anything, do you?
No. Why should I?
Well, why didn't you leave? You were very anxious to, if I remember correctly.
Well, something happened last night that convinced me you've been telling the truth.
May I ask what earthquake caused your mind to work at last?
When I got free, I went downstairs. That car you said I'd imagined belonged to our pursuers. It was sitting downstairs when I got there.
Did they see you?
No, I hid behind the counter. But they asked the innkeeper about us.
What did he say?
He said he hadn't seen us. Then they ordered something to eat, and while they were eating, they talked a lot about the 39 steps.
The 39 steps?
So don't ask me what it means, because I don't know.
Anything else?
Well, they said that the professor was clearing out of the country.
Then he has got the secret. Did they say how soon he was leaving?
No, but they did say that he was going to London first to pick up someone at a music hall.
39 steps. London music hall. Oh, it doesn't make any sense. Which room are these men in?
Oh, they left.
When?
Oh, about 4 or 5 hours ago.
And you let them go after hearing what they said? Oh, you button-headed little idiot, you.
Don't speak to me like that.
My dear girl, I'm accused of murder. The only way I can clear myself is to expose those spies.
Then why don't you go to Scotland Yard?
Oh, what's the use? You said yourself that no one would believe me.
Well, then why don't I go to Scotland Yard?
Why not? They'd listen to you.
Of course they would.
Come on, we'll get the next train for London.
You wish to order now, sir?
No, thank you. I'm waiting for someone.
I beg your pardon, sir. Your face looks familiar. Are you in the cinema?
No, I'm not. Bring me a bottle of ale, will you?
Very good, sir.
Oh, make that too, please.
Yes, miss.
Pamela, sit down.
Did you think I was never coming?
Oh, not exactly, but I was getting nervous waiting. Well, what happened? Did you go to Scotland Yard?
Yes.
Well?
Prepare yourself for a shock.
Why?
They checked every possible channel. The Air Ministry are positive that no papers are missing that would be of any possible use to spies.
Oh, but that's incredible. Are you sure?
Well, that's exactly what they said.
I don't know what to make of it.
I think you've been tricked.
Well, it certainly is all very bewildering.
Oh, I'm sorry, Richard. Really, I am. Look, I think you'd better go now.
Go where?
Any place. Leave the country. I'll help you.
You?
Oh, I know it sounds funny, but somehow I couldn't bear the thought of them catching you again.
Why, Pamela?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just changed my mind about you, that's all. Of course you're as vain as a peacock, and I couldn't stand you for any length of time. But you're not so bad.
Well, you're not so bad either. If I weren't in this jam, I'd...
What?
Nothing. Come on, let's get out of here.
No, you'd better stay. I'll run and get you a ticket to Liverpool. There ought to be a boat sailing soon.
Pamela!
What's the matter? What are you staring at?
Look out the window. Do you see that billboard across the street?
Yes. Is there anything strange about it?
A list of acts playing this week at the Palladium. The featured attraction is Mr. Memory.
But I don't understand.
Come on, we're going to get out of here.
Well, where are we going now?
The Palladium.
But why?
I don't know, but we're going just the same.
To your seat, sir. Bus to you on the hour.
Oh, thank you. Sit down, Pamela.
This is silly. In the first place, the show's on your door. If anyone sees you here, what are you looking for?
Be quiet. I'm just playing a hunch, that's all.
Really? Well, you're playing a foolish one, if you ask me.
Ladies and gentlemen, with your kind permission and attention, I now have the honour to present to you one of the most remarkable men in the world. I present Mr. Memory! Thank you!
Pamela.
What?
Look at that right-hand box nearest the stage. You see that small man sitting in front?
Why, yes.
It's the professor. The professor himself.
Well, we'd better get out of here before they see you.
No, sit down. Listen.
Every day he commits to memory 50 new facts, and he remembers every one of them. Facts from history, from geography, from newspapers, from scientific books. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Pamela, I've got it.
What?
Don't you see? The details of this Air Ministry secret have been borrowed, memorized by Mr. Memory, and put back again before anyone could know.
Why, that's it. Of course it is.
Pardon me, sir, but there's a gentleman who would like to speak to you.
Who, me?
Are you Richard Hanning?
Well, I...
Well, you're under arrest.
Oh, no, wait, officer. Listen, there's something here you ought to know.
That'll do now. Come along quietly.
But you must listen to him. That man in the stage can...
Come on, we don't want any excitement here.
All right, I'll go quietly.
Richard, you're not.
Oh, Pamela, what's the use?
1,420 miles. Am I right? Thank you. Question, please. Do not hesitate. Question, please.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Memory, what are the 39 steps? Come on, answer me. What are the 39 steps?
The 39 steps? Why, the 39 steps is a secret organization headed by Professor...
Mr. Memory, he's the one who shot him!
Stop him!
Stop that man! Stop him!
Never.
I want to see Mr. Memory, please. Where's his dressing room?
Number 5, but you can't go in now.
Well, I'm afraid we have to. Detective, have you a pencil and piece of paper?
Yes.
I want you to write down everything you hear.
But listen here, I don't...
Do as he tells you, please.
I'm going to prove to you that the memory is the murderer of Annabella Smith.
What is it?
We want to see Mr. Memory. How is he, Doctor?
It's very bad. Did they get the man who shot him?
Oh, they got him, all right. He'll hang for it, too. Mr. Memory... Mr. Memory, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Memory, there's something I'd like you to tell us, please.
Yes.
What was the secret formula you were taking abroad?
Will it be all right, my telling you? It was a big job learning it. It's the biggest I've ever tackled. I don't want to throw it away, sir.
It'll be quite all right.
The first feature of the new engine is its greatly increased ratio of compression, represented by the formula 1 minus 1 over R to the power of gamma minus 1, where R represents the ratio of compression and gamma, dimensions of cylinder's diameter. This device renders the engine completely silent, the exhaust gases impinging on a series, entirely eliminating all sound. Am I right? Am I right, sir?
That's quite right, old chap.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad it's off my mind. At last.
Memory? Mr. Memory?
Richard, what is it?
The Air Ministry's secret will never leave England.
This way, please. You can pick up the police car on the corner.
The police car? Where are you taking us?
Why, to Scotland Yard, of course.
Scotland Yard?
But you can't do that. You heard what the man said. He didn't kill anybody.
Easy. He'll be all right. All we want to do is put the story on record.
Oh.
Oh, that's better.
You have nothing to worry about at all. He'll be a free man in an hour, Mrs. Hanny.
Hanny? What are you talking about?
Well,
Hanny? Well, that would be fine, that would. We were together for one day. One day, and we fought for 24 hours.
20? You were asleep for 4 hours.
Can you imagine what it'd be like? Fight for breakfast, fight for lunch, fight for dinner. One long, drawn-out battle for the next 30 or 40 years.
Oh, 30 or 40 years. Do you think we could keep it up that long? I mean, really.
Well, we could try.